You're listening to SBS News.
Britain is due to leave the European Union at the end of March next year. Negotiations over the exact terms of Britain's exit from the European Union have been ongoing for more than a year. Now, the government of Prime Minister Theresa May has struck a deal with the Europeans at the bloc's headquarters in Brussels. But the fight for Ms. May only just be beginning. Her cabinet is due to meet in the early hours of tomorrow morning Australian time to consider the deal. After examination by cabinet ministers, it must then be approved by a vote of the British Parliament. Ms. May will need around 320 votes in the 650-member parliament. And those votes are shaping up as being difficult to get, for a variety of reasons. Ms. May could face as much opposition to the deal from within her own government as from opposition parties. Amongst Ms. May's most prominent internal opponents is former Brexit proponent and Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. He says the draft text of the deal, partially leaked to the media but still sketchy, is totally unacceptable.
This is just about as bad as it could possibly be. And what you've got is not only the UK remaining within the customs union forever and a day, so we can't really do free trade deals, we can't take back control of our laws, we remain in regulatory alignment with the EU, accepting EU rules but are unable to shape them.
The EU's customs union is a particular bugbear for some. Opponents say it could mean Northern Ireland, part of the United Kingdom, could in effect be ruled from the Republic of Ireland, which is not part of the United Kingdom. Mr. Johnson says Cabinet must reject the deal because it is not faithful to the intentions of the majority of voters in the 2016 Brexit referendum, from which the mandate came to leave the European Union.
I think that the right thing for them to do would be to advise the Prime Minister that this would not be acceptable out of the House of Commons or to the British people, because it patently fails to fulfil the mandate given by the British people in June 2016.
Mr. Johnson has gone so far as to say the deal is an affront to anyone who believes in democracy. Another pro-Brexit government MP, Jacob Rees-Mogg, says were Cabinet to approve the deal, it would not only be a betrayal of the Brexit vote, but of the principles of the Conservative Party. He says under the terms of this deal, Britain would be subservient to the European Union.
Well, if what we've heard is true, this fails to meet the Conservative Party's manifesto. And it fails to meet many of the commitments that the Prime Minister makes. It would keep us in the customs union and de facto in the single market. This is the vassal state. It is a failure of the government's negotiating position. It is a failure to deliver on Brexit.
A deal is necessary to keep trade flowing between the European Union, the world's largest trading bloc, hence Mr. Rees-Mogg's reference to the so-called single market, and the United Kingdom, which has the world's fifth largest national economy. But opposition to what Ms. May is likely to put to Cabinet stems not only from her own party, but also from outside it, but for different reasons. The opposition Labor Party is amenable to the EU customs union and single market. It says it won't accept any deal that doesn't retain at least the same economic benefits that Britain has now with the EU. Labor says Theresa May is putting the interests of the Conservative Party and her tenuous leadership of it ahead of Britain's national interests. Labor's Brexit spokesman, Keir Starmer, says the negotiations have been compromised and therefore are unlikely to have produced an acceptable deal.
Well, we've said on a number of occasions that we need a customs union with the EU as a permanent setup and a strong single market relationship. I believe there's a majority for that position. The problem here is the Prime Minister has not been negotiating in the national interest. She's been negotiating what she thinks she can get past her cabinet. But as I say, given the shambolic nature of the negotiations, this is unlikely to be the right deal for Britain.
If Ms. May's cabinet approves the text of the deal, European Union leaders could meet later this month to approve the deal. But difficulties on the British side are keeping alive calls for a second referendum on Brexit, which has constantly been championed by those who don't want Britain to end its 46-year membership of the EU. Former Conservative Party Attorney General Dominic Grieve says the stakes for Britain are about as high as they can get.
I'm afraid that the only way we're going to get to the outcome I think is the better one is by rejecting this deal. It's the biggest crisis in modern peacetime British history. I fully acknowledge it, and the enormity of the decisions that we're going to have to make.
They are decisions that could affect Britain and the wider world for decades to come. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.